First thing is, especially for those younger grades, we encourage our parents to come in and make sure that their children are registered right now. This last couple weeks is really the biggest boom that we have. Parents may be moving into the district, parents that may be due to work or other situations want a school of choice their students, even if they live within the district, to a different school. They have to come in, they have to register, get those kids signed up in those particular buildings.
And it's really, that is one of the important things, is to make sure that you've got the right places to know where to send the kids, make sure they got to go, because, I mean, you know, if they're going to spend that first day trying to find it, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work.
Exactly, and of course, everybody wants to know who that teacher is on the first day of
right.
school, and we can't plan for that unless we get them in and get them signed up and get them registered. They can come to MAP Central Office, which is 1201 West Fair Avenue in Marquette. And we can help direct them. If they do know what school they're intending to enroll in and sign up, especially the three elementary schools, Cherry Creek, which is out in Chocolate Township, Superior Hills, which is on McClellan Avenue, and Sandy Knoll, which is off 7th Street, they can come in and sign up and register at any of those schools. And we also have a developmental program, DK program for those students. Age-wise, not quite ready to start the kindergarten program, they can come into to Vandenboom and sign up for our DK program.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about with the other school district, we're talking with Negaunee and Ishpeming this in the last couple of days, and one of the things they talk about is orientations and making sure that the kids know where they're supposed to go, but also the role in that is for the parents, so they kind of have an idea, too, where their kids are during certain times of the day. That's very important, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I'll be honest with you, starting tonight, there's an orientation, an open house at Bothwell Middle School, I know, for those parents to be able to come in. Generally, some of those other open houses are going to take place the first week of school, so they can go to MAPSnet, www.mapsnet.org, check our website, and find out when those orientations are. But that's a great opportunity for the principals and staff, the teachers, sit down with the parents, let them know what the curriculum is going to be for the year, let them know what those classroom rules are going to be for the year, what type of field trips and activities they're going to go on. As the former middle school principal, I can tell you, Bay Cliff was always the big point. Our students go up there and spend a week up there. The parents get really excited about that. But that planning starts day one of school, so it's great for the parents to get in and find out about those activities.
William Saunders with us from the Marquette Area Public School District. We're talking back to school in the Marquette District and touching on dates and open houses and all those kinds of things. And for those that are just joining us, I'm sure you have the master list, which is posted on the website. And how can folks find that and all that information?
Yeah, they can check www.mapsnet.org and find some of that information. They're going to have to go to the local schools to find out what their class list is. They will be up and listed on Skyward soon. Another big question that actually comes up this time of year that will get posted, I think it'll be in the newspaper this Friday or Saturday, and will also be up on our website, and that's the bus pickup. That's always a hot topic issue this time of year. We have to, and again, that's why we push to have those kids registered early so we can set up those bus routes, pick those kids up. So our transportation department is extremely busy right now finalizing those details. And again, that will be posted by the end of the week, so they know where their local bus stop's going to be to pick them up for next Tuesday morning.
How are things looking just in terms of in general for the district with enrollment and projections and some of these plans that you've been doing in the district? How are things looking?
We're right on schedule as far as our projections, our enrollment goes, which is always a good sign anytime that we can at least maintain students. Today's day and age, you know, we've seen a decrease probably over the last 10 to 15 years. MAPS was a district of over 5,000 students at one point in time, and you know, we're down to about 3,200. So as long as we're maintaining, which we have the last couple of years, that's always a positive sign. I'd like to thank the community at this time too for the support in the operational millage election of August 6th.
Yeah,
that's allowed us to stay status quo. Keep the budget where we're at right now. So we really appreciate everybody coming out and voting yes on that.
Also, you've been very out there in the community with ideas of strategic planning, the future of the district. What is the status with that?
We have six strategic planning teams that are coming up with a comprehensive plan to move our district forward. And this is a long-term plan to take us the next 15, 20 years down the road. You know, you're probably reading right now, one of the big issues is going to be grade alignment. We're working on on trying to get that solidified. A lot of changes in the last 4 or 5 years that have caused a number of districts, not just MAPS, to kind of change what their alignment looks like. One of the biggest changes was the all-day, everyday kindergarten that we had just a couple years ago. We've seen positive signs, great growth from that. That was a great initiative on the state's part. Those kids are reading at higher levels. They're going to do great as they move through the system. So we got some great data on that. But at the same time, you know, that caused us to double the number of rooms that we needed at that level, and has caused some space issues at our elementary schools.
Yeah, and I know that those are being addressed right now by the district and the board and those stakeholders in that. Just to wrap up with you, Bill, just for those parents and whatnot, what do they need to know right now going into the back to school time? What's the word?
Well, again, we want to get them in. We want to get them registered, get them in those schools. The other thing they can do is check with on the website and see what maybe materials they need to start of the school year. A lot of parents are always questioning, you know, notebooks and pens, paper, pencils, those types of things. The schools do a pretty good job of making a lot of those supplies readily available, but a lot of parents want to know, what else can I get my kid? You know, do they need a ruler? Do they need some of those other things, lunch pails, those types of things? And we put a pretty good list together for those parents to check out, so their kids are ready to go day one.
Well, that's very good. It sounds like things are moving along very well in the district. Again, the website is
www.mapsnet.org.